When you hear of Monroe Crossing, you might think of the popular bluegrass band. However, Monroe Crossing is the name of the section of Monroe Street in Jonesboro that'll be turned into a pop-up this Saturday. From 11 to 7, Monroe Street between Church and Main Street will be blocked off from street traffic and will turn into a polka-dotted plaza space with a vertical fountain, fountain, umbrellas, cafe tables, and more. Dr. Marcia Guffey worked for the City of Jonesboro's Metropolitan Planning Organization and is one of the people who helped work on the idea for over a year. She says the idea is for a pop-up in Jonesboro to take place in front of the Forum in downtown Jonesboro, and it's modeled from similar ideas that are taking place in downtowns across the nation. She tells how this idea in Jonesboro got started.
John Nixon came to me shortly after I moved to Jonesboro, and we had some mutual friends, and he said, "Oh, are you following what they're doing with Studio Main in Little Rock?" And I said, "No. I mean, yes, I am following it. That's one of my former neighbors is one of the people involved with it." And he said, "Why don't we do something like that here in Jonesboro?" And we got really serious for a while. Then it kind of died off. But I went to a Southwest Transit Association meeting in San Antonio, and the guy who is one of the founding fathers of Better Block was there, and he said, "The best thing to do is just set a date and do it," which is what we did. And so we're finally going to pull this thing off, we hope, this weekend. Now, the rain may be a problem, but right now it looks to me like the weather's going to be delightful with maybe just some scattered showers. So we're going to hope that's the way it stays on Saturday.
Pop-up Jonesboro is affiliated with the Downtown Jonesboro Association, the Northeast Arkansas chapter of the American Institute of Architects, Studio Main in Little Rock, and a group of volunteers who want to see how the idea may be incorporated into the future of Jonesboro. Guffey says the pop-up in Jonesboro is very similar to what Studio Main is doing in downtown Little Rock, as she explains.
Well, Studio Main is a group of young architects who are associated with the Arkansas American Institute of Architects, and they got some funding from the American Institute of Architects to start this Studio Main up. It's all about using good design to build better life, and they actually have a clubhouse on South Main Street in Little Rock that they allow people to have all kinds of interesting meetings in, plus they meet themselves. And then South Main was their first project site where they took an area that wanted to be a happening place in Little Rock but was not quite there, and as a result of their pop-up where they temporarily changed the streetscape for a day, the city of Little Rock said, "Wow, we like this," put some money behind it and restripe the streets to make it more friendly to bicyclists and pedestrians. And then just a whole bunch of good things have been happening on South Main since that time. So we want to take that same kind of idea and put it to work in Jonesboro, Arkansas. We have a really cool downtown, but it's just really one long block, and it's not very wide. It's just that one or two blocks, not very wide at all. And if we can get the same kind of stuff that we have happening on Main Street to expand in the whole downtown area, then that'll be a bigger draw for people who want to live and work in that area.
And Dr. Guffey tells about the pop-up that'll start at 11 o'clock Saturday morning and go throughout much of the day.
Some of the people plan their pop-ups as more of a street fair, and that's kind of the direction when we started out. But some of our members said, "We would like for it to feel more like a real urban space would feel." And so not so much programmed activities, maybe some things to draw people down there, but let's have it a little bit more low-key. And so if you've ever walked in a downtown area and enjoyed what's happening there, you just never know what's going to happen. We have a couple of bands that are going to be playing during the day, some Suzuki students, spring school students are going to perform. We're going to have a hula hoop artist perform. We're going to have some street vendors down there. And then towards the end of the day, of course, y'all know the KASU is having the Levon Helm tribute concert. So the box office opens at 6, and we're real excited that your walk-up traffic is going to be seeing our pop-up.
Now, the event will kick off with a rockabilly bicycle ride at 11 o'clock, which will be a leisurely bike ride for people of all ages, which will start in front of the Forum at 11 o'clock and wind through the West End community before returning back to the Forum in about an hour. Participants are encouraged to dress up in their rockabilly best and decorate their bicycles. Mark Enos is an architect with Stucca Associates Architects, and he tells about what the purpose of the day-long event is being.
Basically, you take a space and you stage it in a way to show a better use of that space. To get people's attention, you're just saying, hey, that this street could be enhanced by adding these qualities to it. If you just talk about it, and you can even sketch some things up, it generates a certain level of interest. But if you go ahead and stage it, try to make it look and feel the way that you're wanting it to be perceived as, then it generates much more interest. So the ultimate goal is to find a space, an area that we feel like could be enhanced, stage it, and generate enough interest that people might actually want to see the community do that permanently.
Once again, Mark Enos.
The thought is that Jonesville does lack some public venue, some space where the public could just hang out. It's a park-like setting. It's a thoroughfare for pedestrians and so forth. So we're going to, our first one will be Monroe Crossing, and we're going to close the street down. We're going to actually paint the street in lieu of actually trying to figure out a way to pave it differently. We're just going to paint it to make it pop out. We're going to add some landscaping. We're going to utilize the park that's already there beside it. We're also going to put some cafe tables with umbrellas and stuff, just so people can kind of visualize and experience this area as more of a plaza or a thoroughfare or conduit between the public parking spaces and Main Street.
And he says this is the first pop-up in Jonesboro, which could become an annual event. And he says if people like the pop-up, it could be a permanent meeting place or a gathering place, something that's not currently available in downtown Jonesboro.
I mean, where would you tell somebody you're going to meet? You know, hey, let's meet over at whatever. Generally, we say a restaurant, you know, or a store. Those aren't really public spaces. You know, we don't have a town square. We have very few of these public-type parks that aren't geared towards playing a sport, you know. So we're just looking for those kind of opportunities.
But she says the hopes will be more numerous over the years. The public's invited to attend the event that's going on from 11 to 7 and then stay for the Levon Helm tribute concert that starts at the Forum at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Tickets are still on sale for the event for $8 and can be found at the Forum box office. Online at foajonesboro.org/bulletin board, Backbeat Music in Jonesboro and in Batesville at the Merchants and Planners Bank